Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, I made new ones, but you know, my computer got shut down during hacking, so I figured I'd try and get on. It took like so long to get on because I accidentally dropped my phone last night after paying $16 for a screen. I had just told the lady I'm going to need to find a new case because this one is not going to hold up. Nope, it didn't. So, hopefully, if anyone calls, I'll be able to press the button without problems. It takes forever to write an episode. So, whilst we wait, I suppose. Let's see. My phone will allow such things. Yeah, there we go. Okay. I should be able to, quickly get people on, but I don't know if anyone's going to come, so we'll see. But whilst we wait, then we can do some forecast, I suppose. And I hate the silence part. So, we're going to definitely try to find something. All right, let's see. Okay. Nope. This phone might be screwed. Well, no one's come in anyway. So we'll see. I'm gonna try and find a way around it, I guess. No, I don't really want that. I would like, I think I hit the search bar. My phone is so screwed up, oh my god. Okay. Yes. Yay, we can have some actual background music, because I hate that. Be nice to have a stylist. Thank you. There we go. Bear with me, guys. I can't really see on my phone anymore. There we go, at least we have something while we work. try and do this. Getting somewhere. All right, guys, so we will start it from the top. So from October 22nd, or I'm sorry, September 27th to October 3rd, we are already in October. Like, that's insane. Alright, so we have a full moon this week, which occurs on Thursday, October 1st. At 5:05 p.m., a full moon occurs when the sun in Libra forms an opposition to the moon in Aries, and the full moon is a time of culmination and a promise of fulfillment of that which was started at the new moon. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization, and relationships. The Aries-Libra polarity is a relationship axis where Aries represents self and Libra represents other. Where Aries is about self-assertion, Libra is about compromise. Through the energy of the Libra Sun, we are aware of the need for relationships and all that comes with maintaining them. Compromising and negotiating, graciousness and balancing. The Aries Moon, on the other hand, is self-assertive, leading, and personally courageous. The full moon urges us to strike a balance between meeting our personal needs and attending to the needs of a significant other, and between independence or autonomy, dependence or compatibility. The Libra Sun is diplomatic and equality-minded, fair. The Aries Moon, however, values authenticity over tact and is energized by independent efforts, and the full moon illuminates this conflict. Neglecting either end, it's hard to read, guys, this screen is so fucked. Either end of Aries and Libra axis, if you ignore either one of those, it will surely backfire on you. Ideally, we find a balance between the two energies, and this is what the full moon invites us to do. The full moon is about emotional declaration. Something has been building inside of us, likely of a personal nature, and now it is time when the energy of the cosmos fairly demands that we let it out. Over the upcoming weeks, we will discover what this declaration means for us. For now, we can't sit on our feelings. We need to express them. The full moon illuminates the conflict between me and you, and between autonomy and sharing. With the moon full and bright in the sky, symbolic illumination occurs in our own lives. However, these new feelings and revelations are emotional ones, and there is a sense of emotion bursting forth into our consciousness. It's time to express ourselves and to let things out of our system. And of course, we might want to exercise some care while doing so, knowing that what is coming out of us is new and not particularly rational. The donation reminds us to consider how we are honoring ourselves in the context of our close relationships. New revelations can occur now, particularly in the areas of our physical bodies. Leadership skills, our ability to initiate and begin new things, and our close partnerships. The full moon occurs in the sign of Aries, where its ruler is also in the sign in retrograde. Yay! Our revelations are important, but we may need to wait before putting them into action. This phase of the moon occurs at 9 degrees and 8 minutes of Aries, opposite of the sun at 9 degrees and 8 minutes of Libra. Fucking great. Affecting people with personal planets and points at approximately 5 to 10 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, most significantly. Go fuck yourself. So for last week, the first quarter moon occurred on Wednesday, September 23rd at 9:55 p.m. Wednesday night, the first quarter moon is exact when the sun in Libra forms a square with the moon in Capricorn. At this time, there was a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase, as we feel compelled to take action shortly after we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground, and it may face its first obstacle. That phase of the moon occurred at 1 degree and 29 minutes of Capricorn, square the sun at 1 degree and 29 minutes of Libra, affecting people, personal planets, and points at approximately 0 to 4 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. I hate when it affects me too. I don't like. Now let's see if I can get myself back to where I was. I'll just go back. Yay, let's go to the studio. It should be right there. Studio. Come on, come on. Take me back to my studio. This has been a nightmare. Like a serious nightmare. My gosh, I should be able to get to my studio, and I can't do that. Go. That's awesome. Well, I'm gonna try and do something because this ain't letting me do anything now. This one may be screwed, guys. This is no good. Right now. Recent tab stitch. Okay. Okay, I'm on the A. Actually, this is really bad. This is really bad. This is not good, guys. I don't know what to do. It's really hard to even see what I'm doing at all. Like, I can't get back to my actual studio. So maybe that'll help. Nope. I guess that's the tea today, guys. I won't be able to use my phone until I get a new one. So I will be back. I will try and do tearings. Sorry, guys. I can't see on my phone, and I can't get back to the studio at all. It's like matrixing over here. So I'll be back.